You're listening to episode 12 of the GDPR Guy. Do not sell. Welcome to the GDPR Guy, the podcast dedicated to helping you comply with data privacy rules and regulations. I'm your host, Carl Gottlieb, Data Protection Officer and owner of the data protection consultancy firm Cognition. Each episode, I'll be providing information, insights and inspiration to help you on your compliance journey. You'll find show notes and useful resources on the website thegdprguide.com, as well as details for getting in touch with me directly. Working in privacy is great, but it generally means that website and marketing people don't like you very much, what with you constantly defacing their creations with cookie banners. And now that the 1st of January 2020 is upon us, I'm once again in the market of bad books with the arrival of another abomination that you'll no doubt start to see. I'm talking about the Do Not Sell My Personal Information links that you'll see in website footers, app download pages, privacy notices and cookie banners. And you've got the state of California to thank for this one. So what's it all about? Well, from the 1st of January, the California Consumer Privacy Act, or the CCPA to you and me, requires organisations to give consumers the ability to opt out of them selling their data to third parties. And that sounds nice and everything, but it's not quite what you think. Within the context of the CCPA, when we say sell, we don't actually mean sell. That would be way too simple. Here, we mean share for some commercial purpose, and that doesn't need to involve money. Now, virtually all websites and apps run on cloud services that rely on a myriad of other back-end services to make them run, such as web hosters, email providers, content delivery networks, load balancers, all sorts of things, really. So these third-party companies generally act as a service provider. Your company pays them some money, they provide some web hosting. In the GDPR, we'd call these data processors. But if you flip this around, it's common for some online services to pay you rather than you pay them. And that can be with money or often with some free services or functionality. Want a nice shiny button on your website? Great, just install this free code and off you go. Oh, did they not mention there is the other side of the equation here? You know, why are they giving you this for free or even paying you? Well, that's simple. It's because you're giving them a lot in return and might not even be realizing it. That Facebook like button you installed on your website, well, that is sending information to Facebook about all your visitors for Facebook to use however they'd like. And Facebook will also let you get some of the analytics and use them to send marketing to those visitors in the future. Now, most website operators would see this as a fair deal. You know, you give Facebook data, they give you something in return. What we have here is best described as a data sharing model rather than a service provider model. And whilst we aren't paying Facebook with money here, they are providing a service for us that helps us with our commercial interests, and there is an exchange of something valuable, which is the data. So payment for this service is in data, not money. But this is still a payment of sorts, and it still has a value. And a legal term for payment or benefit is consideration, and you'll often see this mentioned in contracts and contract law. And this is what the CCPA regulates in part. It describes sell as where personal information is shared for valuable consideration. So using a Facebook like button on your website would constitute as selling personal information within the CCPA's definition. And this applies far and wide. Showing a Twitter follow button, that's selling. Showing a personalized ad banner, that's selling. Creating remarketing lists with Google Analytics, that's selling. Even if you get no money in return. To make this all even more strange, sometimes you have a situation where you're paying a service provider for a service, and you're also giving them data which you allow them to use for their own purposes. This again would be a sale. So whilst they're selling a service to you, you're also selling data to them. Of course, you're not actually selling them anything, but the CCPA says you are. Sorry. So you'll see a lot of service providers trying to fight this confusion over the coming months, with some in the advertising industry already trying to claim that if they are a service provider, then that precludes them from also being a business that has been sold data. Sadly, that's just plainly incorrect. So all this might sound stupid, crazy, or excessive, but it's here, and we're just going to have to live with it, probably until California comes up with another term for this supposed data selling. Now, the CCPA isn't just about data selling by any means, but it is a notorious part of it, and one that you'll need to look at if CCPA compliance is on your table. The Do Not Sell link needs to be provided where you're going to be collecting data and where you're providing your website or app. Now, this means that it'll be on your homepage for most websites, and either within apps themselves or on the app download pages within the app stores. The Do Not Sell link itself can probably take a few forms. By default, the law says that it would be the exact text, "Do not sell my personal information." But the draft implementation regulations currently allow for an alternative of "Do not sell my info." Now, personally, I don't see a huge difference between "Do not sell my personal information" and "Do not sell my info." And those web marketers that I've spoken to didn't seem to care either way. So most websites are choosing the personal information link. You could probably get away with a very similar variant, such as "Do not sell my data," but there's no guidance from the California Attorney General that this would be permitted. There is also the alternative of using a button instead of the text, but as yet there is no specification of what that button should look like or say, so we're still some time away from people being able to use that option. So you're stuck with this ugly link, most likely in a website footer, making it look like you've got some rogue data broker secrets to hide, and the link needs to point to something, usually a section in your privacy notice. Okay, just a quick reminder of the annoying jargon that us privacy people use. A privacy notice is that user-facing explanation of what a website is doing with your data and of your data rights. Now, many websites, people, and laws refer to a privacy notice as a privacy policy instead, whereas us privacy people often think of a privacy policy as being an internal document for employees rather than that public-facing notice on your website. But to be honest, none of this really matters. On a website, a privacy notice and a privacy policy are exactly the same thing, and it doesn't matter which term you use, and personally, I use both. So the Do Not Sell link will likely point to a section in the website privacy notice that is either California specific or for everyone. The CCPA only applies to California residents, so you could choose to only show the link and give rights to those Californians. Or you could make it easy on yourself and blanket provide this to everyone across the US or even across the world. Giving increased data rights to everyone is nice and your users will appreciate it. But bear in mind the business might have an increased workload and a loss of revenue as a result of you doing this. The CCPA's data selling opt-out right is something you'll see implemented in many different ways and for very different reasons. Some data selling is performed on the user's device or client side with the use of web beacons and cookies, for which EU-style cookie controls are the answer. So expect to see a link to buttons and toggles where you can select which data selling you want to opt out of. Remember that in the EU, this already exists within the e-privacy directive, for which EU people get the opportunity to opt in rather than opt out. For data selling that is user account based, such as, you know, with your health provider sharing data with an insurance company, that will usually require you logging into a server-side control panel like a website to express your opt-out, or you might have to phone or email the customer services team. You know, where organizations need to verify your identity, expect them to rightly make you jump through a few hoops to provide your opt-out. But sadly, a few nefarious companies will make the opt-out process prohibitively hard to try and keep you away. And personally, I'd expect some regulatory action in the future over behaviour like that. We're now only a few days into the CCPA being live, and already dozens of big name websites have published their Do Not Sell links. But with much debate about what constitutes a sale in the first place, and the negative impact on a business's bottom line if people do opt out, adherence to this law will be inconsistent and patchy, just like we've seen and continue to see within the EU for the e-privacy directive or cookie law. Strong and clear guidance from the California Attorney General, backed up by enforcement, is the only way to straighten this out. In the meantime, we're going to be talking about data selling a lot in 2020, and I, for one, am not overly happy about it. Companies selling your data sounds bad for your privacy, but this alone misses the mark. It doesn't affect me either way if my health provider gets paid or not get paid by the insurance company it sent my data to. It's the loss of control and inappropriate usage that affects my privacy. I fully understand why US lawmakers talk about data selling. It's a much more emotive soundbite than terms like data sharing or concepts such as legitimate interest in the EU. And to be fair, using terminology that engages the general public in privacy is a good thing, even if it is slightly misdirected. But we need to keep sight of the bigger picture, that selling isn't the problem. It's all the data processing and loss of rights that go with it. The GDPR nails this, and hopefully next year's updates to the CCPA will shift towards this way of thinking. If you want to read the CCPA itself, head over to thecCPA.org, that's thecCPA.org, for an amazing, well-structured, linkable, word-for-word copy that's been made usable by Jake Snow at the ACLU. Show notes for this episode are available on the website thegdprguy.com, and if you'd like any direct assistance with your privacy compliance, then please get in touch. I'll be happy to help. I've been your host, Carl Gottlieb. Thanks for listening.